of your faves with vouchers from Dineplan, supporting your favorite small businesses for a better South Africa after lockdown with 702.
Your favourite local spot has always been there when you needed them. That coffee shop or hair salon, the nail bar or the laundromat, that restaurant or sweet shop that can't operate during the lockdown. Now they need you more than ever. 702 and Dineplan are giving you a chance to save them from shutting down in this difficult period, one voucher at a time. We're asking you to go to 702.co.za, buy a voucher there so they can pay salaries, stay open and continue to take care of you after the lockdown. So, you know, we love to talk about food on this show. But this is a slightly different angle. We're talking today to the owner of Little Chef's Club, and it's all about getting them early, getting them into the kitchen. Granted, your kitchen will look like a bit of a mess, like a tornado's hit it afterwards, but to see the joy on your child's face once they've actually taken part in one of these activities. As I recall, Little Chef's was, you know, it's a club, and if I'm not mistaken, one of my daughter's friends at school at some stage had a birthday party at Little Chef's Club, and I went in to observe very briefly exactly what the kids were up to, and it's amazing. It's like their first go at chemistry, right? Working with the simplest ingredients, they make something amazing out of it, and they learn so much about their own creativity as well as their own ability in the kitchen. Makes them quite self-sufficient adults as well if they've experienced food making at an early age. So essentially, this is the business that we are featuring today, Little Chef's Club, started by a woman who was inspired by her own kids and her passion for creativity. Nasira Bandia joins us on the line now. Nasira, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time here on Afternoon Drive. Tell me a little bit more about how your business came about, Nasira.
Hi, Joanne. Thanks for having us. So basically, this was inspired by my kids. Like you said, we basically started out cooking and baking just to keep them busy during the school holidays, you know, just to keep them off television, tablets, and all of their devices. Eventually, they loved it so much. So what really happened is they used to invite friends over, and we started cooking and baking, and the kids loved it as well. And like you say, that amazement on their faces when they realize what they've done and what they've accomplished all by themselves, that inspired me to just start this Little Chef's Club. It's basically just a fun, creative activity where the kids learn how to measure, whisk, serve, mix, roll, bake, and cook. Really simple recipes, easy steps to follow. And the kids just have fun. All our utensils are user-friendly. Our staff is amazing. They both love kids. We've also recently introduced a Little Chef's Club in the box because of the lockdown, because obviously we can't have workshops right now.
Yeah.
And Little Chef's Club in the box is basically all our ingredients are mixed, pre-mixed. They're labeled and they're measured all in a box with a little kid-friendly utensil. A step-by-step recipe to follow. It's delivered to your home, and you can whoop up some yum in the comfort of your home.
That's lovely. I was thinking about this, and there's so many adults I know who can't cook. And part of the problem is that they've never actually been introduced to cooking at all, or it was seen as being, the kitchen was seen as the domain of an adult in the household, and children were simply not allowed to participate in the fun activity of cooking. It's really important to learn as a skill fairly early on in one's life, isn't it, Nasira?
And that's exactly it, Jo, because, I mean, a lot of parents who come here, they always tell me, you know, the kids aren't allowed to touch the stove. The kids aren't allowed to bake. They
yes.
aren't allowed to bake. The parents are afraid to allow them to actually be in the kitchen. And amazingly, I mean, it's amazing what kids can do if you just let them. And once these kids come and they start, you know, doing things for themselves, cutting for themselves, using a knife for themselves, you know, you allow them to actually fry their own pancakes in a little two-plate stove. You know, those are skills that then are developed. You actually realize that they can. They actually then become eager to get to know, you know, more about cooking and baking.
Yes,
and actually
yeah.
just to do more in the kitchen. So definitely, you know, I think it's more for parents, especially for parents who are afraid to let the kitchen do any to the kids do anything in the kitchen. So it's amazing if they come to these workshops, those skills are actually developed.
You know, it's such important work that you're doing as far as the development of children is concerned, and you know, they're learning these macro and micro skills. But it must have been the last 7 weeks or so must have been quite a tough time for you as a business owner.
Definitely, I mean, the lockdown came down on us so quickly. We had to cancel all classes, all bookings, you know, going forward. You know, we luckily had parents who said, you know what, don't refund us. As soon as you reopen, you know, I've issued them with vouchers, and then they can just reuse those vouchers later. We've had so many birthdays that we had planned. You know, so that was a disappointment for the kids and for us. But again, you know, luckily most of the parents said, look, let's postpone. We'll relook at it once the summer comes, if we can then do smaller groups. So thank you to all the parents for doing that. But definitely the last 7 weeks has really taken a toll on us. I mean, I've got two students that work for me. So if we don't have bookings, these poor girls don't get paid. And you know how tough it is for a student. I mean, they've got literally no other income coming in at all. So I particularly feel bad for them, you know, and this voucher plan is just an amazing initiative, I think, because, I mean, at least if people are buying vouchers, I can at least then say to the girls, look, here's a little something to keep you going in the meantime.
Well, that's lovely, and it touches me that your first thought is for them, Nasira. So let's see if our listeners out there who've already either enjoyed your services before or are thinking of doing this kind of thing with their children in the future once lockdown is over would like to take this up. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Nasira Bandia there. She's the owner of the Little Chefs Club, and what you can do to save the Little Chefs Club or indeed any of the businesses that are on our website, whether it's a hair salon, coffee shop, nail bar, laundromat, coffee shop, or any other small business from shutting down, all you need to do is go to 702.co.za now, buy a voucher there. If you're a small business, you can also sign up so that your loyal customers can find you there. Save your faves with vouchers from Dine Plan. More on 702.co.za.